Seder, we're continuing with Hashem, our Shir, and Sefer Simla Chadasha, Simen Yudchet. So far we learned the various halachas relevant to the knife, checking the knife before Shechita, after Shechita, a knife that's lost. From now, from Seif Chaf till the end, the rabbi will talk about side points, side halachot relevant to Bdikat HaSakin, So today we'll just go through one halakha, that is Si'if Chaf, and that is the law that one must show his knife to the rabbinic authorities before coming to Shecht. So the rabbi writes, Medina de Gemara haya asur letabach lishchot afilu sakin beduk ve'yafe be'ado at shirenu lechacham. That according to the letter of the law from the Talmud, a person was not allowed to slaughter, even if he had a kosher knife, until he brought that knife to the rabbinic authorities for checking. The rabbi now will explain two reasons why this was necessary. One reason was, imipnei kavod hacham, that we have to do this out of respect for the rabbi in town. The second reason was, imipnei zihirut yetera, shiya sakin kasher bli gimgum, that we require the shochatim to bring their knives to the rabbi in order to have extra stringency that you have a Talmid Chacham checking your knife and ensuring that the knife is kosher. The rabbi writes, V'asmichu ha'akra, t'v'shachatem b'zeh, that Shaul HaMelech took the knife and he said, you should slaughter with this. He had this pre-shechita examination. It's related to this verse. Now, so we learned that according to the letter of the law, a shochet was not allowed to use a knife before he showed that knife to the chacham. And even if he had a knife that was baduk ve'yafeh. And we have two reasons for this. One is out of the kavod for the Talmid Chacham, and one is because an extra precaution, added stringency. The rabbi now writes that these days we don't have this custom, v'itna b'avnoteinu harabim, en lanu tamid chacham v'azil la hatam arishon gam memanim yireim v'shlemim yodei Torah v'zrizim mipnei hatam ashani. That in recent generations we don't have true scholars, and we also have people, our shochtim are super careful and they're yirei shamayim, they're reliable, so that's why these reasons don't apply anymore, and we therefore don't have to bring the knife before chacham, before the shechita. If you read a little later on, the rabbi writes, "Uma tov haya b'dorot elu lachzir hadavar leyoshna, limnot echad migdolei ha'ir she'elav yuval hazakin lebodko." That it would be good if we would once again be able to reenact this minhag of bringing the knife to the chacham before shechita to supervise these matters. Now, the rabbi brings a minhag that came from the Kumot HaCharedim L'Dvar Hashem, from towns that were extra careful in fear of Hashem. The minhag to be Mimane Shnaim. V'tuvim Hashnaim min ha'echad v'ish et re'ehu ya'azru v'izharu. That you had two people who were appointed as one to inspect the knife. This was done in order to help each other and to supervise each other. And he writes, "V'afilu I have the Talmid Chacham b'zman hazeh kvodo machud ha'memunim elu," that even if there were to be a true Torah scholar in these days, their respect would be excused. There would be machul before these experts, and this is a very good minhag that the rabbi advises. So, in summary, the law of showing the knife to Chacham before Shechita, medin ha'gemara, it was prohibited for the shochet to slaughter before showing the knife to the Chacham. There are two reasons for this. One reason was because we wanted to do it out of respect for the rabbi. The second reason was as an extra stringency. We had a pasuk that hinted to this. It said, "V'shachatem mazeh." The rabbi writes that these days we don't have this custom anymore because those two reasons don't apply anymore. Firstly, we don't have any true scholars. And secondly, the people that are involved in Shechita these days are people that fear Hashem and are reliable. Now, a side point regarding this last minhag that the Simla Chadasha writes, that in places where people feared Hashem, two people were appointed as one to inspect the knife in order to supervise each other. The Mateh Asher on the bottom in Ot Nun Vav writes The Katab Sefer Ma'asei Rav, that the Sefer that records the customs of the Vilna Gaon. So Sefer Ma'asei Rav tells us, Shehagra Vilna Zal Amar, Shemutav Le'echol Ma'achali Chalav B'Shabbat, Mi Le'echol Mishchita, Shelo Haya Acher Omed Al Gabei HaShochet. That it would be better for one to eat dairy products on Shabbos and not eat meat than eating from a shechita that did not have two people, one supervising over the shochet, like the Simchat Chadasha wrote here. So we see the importance of this custom. Like the rabbi wrote, V'ishet re'ehu ya'azru v'yizharu.